Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brian Broaddus along with Zach Wolchuk. And Brian, this offseason, now you add in the trade with George Pickens.
Yeah.
It might be the most active that I think the Cowboys have been in an offseason since, 2010, when they came off a really good 2009 season. Now, some of the moves that they made that offseason clearly didn't work out. I mean, it was a very much all-in offseason. They're bringing in Pac-Man Jones, Tank Johnson, Zach Thomas towards the end of his career, right? But this is, not a ton of – the George Pickens was a wow move. That was an all-in type of move that they just made.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff that they've done here, just filling out the roster. When you look at bringing in Solomon Thomas, who we like a lot, maybe you're able to get a healthy Peyton Turner, the edge rusher, whom was a high first round draft pick. Jack Sanborn and Kenneth Murray at linebacker. Bringing back Dante Fowler Jr. as another edge rusher. You trade for Joe Milton, so now you're excited about maybe some possibilities of backup quarterback. Obviously, with the draft that we've broken down in length and re-signing Osa Digizua, you look at where the Cowboys roster is now, and I do think they've put themselves in a really good spot where this can be a very competitive football team. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team? No. But they are in a much better position to compete in the NFC today than when they ended their season back in January. And for I'll give them a ton of crap. I will. And I'll be critical. And they deserve every bit of that. But I got to say, this offseason, I'm happy. And I think that George Pickens move as well, even if, hey, we can talk about that, my feelings on it in a moment. But even that's – I got to tip the cap. They had a weakness – and they were aggressive. They addressed it and said, you know what? We're going to fill out the rest of our roster the best of our abilities. Let's attack this thing. Let's put the best product on the field.
It could have been very easy for them just to sit on their hands and try and get the Micah Parsons deal done. But, and then say, okay, we're going to draft and we're going to take these picks and make it work. But I thought they really, as you mentioned, Zach, their ability to take picks and move around and swap picks for players and stuff. And, Matt Eberflus, now the coordinator, identifies Sanborn as a linebacker. Sanborn doesn't get re-signed by the Bears. Kind of curious because it looked like to me he was a productive young player that maybe you should have tendered. You should have thought about bringing him back, but they don't. We'll see what happens with Murray at linebacker. When you watched him play the couple of spots where he was at, he was around the football. He was a physical presence in the middle of that defense. You hope that he gives you the tackles that, you had from Eric Kendricks, that type of active, but this guy is a very, very physical player. And so that's your hope right there. To go out and make the Pickens deal, that's just a tremendous, tremendous, get for the Cowboys. And, you kind of wonder, do you ever have a chance to get guys like that? Maybe not. And not for the price that they got him for, just because the fact that, hey, maybe the Steelers didn't want to pay him, $28 million a year. Maybe the fact it is he is a pain in the ass to them in the locker room. Everything that I've heard talking to Pittsburgh people, that doesn't be the case at all. It's just, hey, time to move on. Sometimes these things work, sometimes they don't. but that's kind of where they're at. I never hear anything negative or bad about him. I think it's a good trade for the Cowboys, and I think you're going to get the best version of Pickens, George Pickens, because George Pickens is going into a contract year, you know, with you know, David Mulugeta, his agent, a very talented agent. You know, he's probably telling George, listen, if we're going to get this deal, you're going to have to play your ass off, but you're also going to have to make sure that you don't show your ass. You know what I'm saying? So he's got it. He's probably in that situation where, you know, there's probably going to be a game where he's, you know, Cowboys, it's not going well and he might lose it. And, you know, it's just the competitive nature he lives with. But yeah, I think you're going to get the absolute best version of George Pickens, because if in fact that he has to go on, nobody's going to bring on a problem. Nobody wants to pay a problem $28 million a year. Nobody's going to want to do that, you know. But if you show that you can, you know, you can come in, you can work with everybody, you could be competitive, you could be coachable, you know, all those things, you're good off the field, those teams will say, wow, Dallas did a great thing for George Pickens. He looks like he matured. We could pay him, you know, that kind of thing. And Dallas might want to pay him. Dallas, I think Dallas, if to me, if I'm Todd Williams at a Pacifica, you know, Stephen Jones, I am trying my damnedest to sign others so I could keep that franchise tag safe in case I have to use it on George Pickens. You know, George Pickens might not like it, but it might buy me some time to be able to do some negotiating with him. There's some people that say, hey, you ought to offer him right now and see if you could get the deal. We kind of know that's not the Cowboys' way of operating. We're gonna get into Stephen Jones' comments here in a little bit. He's gonna talk about Micah Parsons. He's gonna talk about crystal balls. He's gonna talk about, you know, I never know what to look into, that kind of thing. We know they're gonna get the Micah Parsons deal done. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be at the max number over $40 million. It'll probably be right before training camp or at training camp, you know, and it will be in line with Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. That we just kind of know that's where it's gonna be. Sure. So that's the crystal ball. But does, you know, they need to make sure that, okay, got Micah done. How about Bland? You know, how about Smith? There's guys that need to get done. And if you could keep that that franchise tag open, that gives you the flexibility that if, in fact, Pickens has a great year for you, you could just tag him, you know, or negotiate with him. But it gives you that protection for at least 1 year. You can maybe get something done with him, that it's just not a one and done with him as well.
Right. And you mentioned maturity, and I know you guys have probably been breaking this down all week. I mean, I'm on the boat and we get this thing with Pickens. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you freaking kidding me? Maybe I need to go out of town more often and we can get some great breaking Cowboys news here. But so now I'm waiting on, you know, wifey and the baby to get ready for dinner. And so I'm just scrambling. I'm talking to Chris Halleck and Mully, some other guys that I've become friends with there in Pittsburgh. And the maturity was the thing that just kept coming up.
Sure.
It's not like he's a bad guy and he wants to win. I think that was the clear thing to me.
That's what I've heard. He just wants to win. Yeah.
I wondered if like, did George Pickens fit what Shoddy was trying to build with the culture? But the one thing that does fit is the guy loves football and he wants to win and he's competitive. And I think similar to, and this is why you get the Dez Bryant comparison. One, I think, is the maturity. And the fact that Dez Bryant was constantly late missing meetings, right? That was a Dez thing. Dez didn't really own an alarm clock. He didn't know how to tell time. George Pickens apparently is very similar to this. Late to meetings, late to flights. I think he actually missed a flight is what I was told totally last year. Had to fly himself to a game. And look, we've seen a guy like Kyrie Irving totally just transform his reputation and how people view him by a change of scenery. Nobody wanted Kyrie. He was basically viewed as damaged goods. He went to two teams in Boston and Brooklyn, and it was terrible. And I was nervous as hell when the Mavs traded for him. I think we've got to keep an open mind and give George Pickens a clean slate. Does it make me nervous when a Mike Tomlin, who's put up with a ton of various personalities and characters, punts on a wide receiver like this? It does. Because the ones that he's moved on from, it's been the right move. Whether it was Juju Smith-Schuster, Deontay Johnson, Antonio Brown, Martavis Bryant, there's a list of guys the Steelers have kind of had a pretty good eye for this is no longer worth keeping around here. So maybe this is, maybe the Cowboys do have the infrastructure in place, but part of having the leadership group, and I think Vach and you have talked about this, and I loved what Vach said, when you have a guy like Dak Prescott, you haven't heard of a lot of the bad blood and people not liking each other on the offensive side of the football. We kept the Tank and Micah stuff under wraps. We've known about that for a few years.
Sure.
But the bad blood really seemed like it was on the defensive side, where I don't know if they've had a true leader. You don't have to worry about that on offense with number four here. So George Pickens is coming into a situation where it's established, and maybe this is perfect for him to go ahead and succeed. The talent is there. There's no question about it. He's an incredible compliment to CeeDee Lamb. You just got to figure out the maturity stuff with him. And when it comes to knocking guys for just being emotional, I think Dez Bryant got a bad rap about that his entire career. Yeah. I hated that for Dez. The Detroit game is one that I'll always point to, where the broadcast on Fox is making it seem like he is being a complete diva and yelling and screaming at his teammates and his coaches. When you go back and the NFL films is released, all he's doing is pumping up everybody. Right. He's like, hey, the fade. Romo, we're the best in the league on that. And I think Pickens has a little bit of that to him as well. But where he can cost you games is when he loses cool and he draws a personal foul. We saw that with Jordan Lewis in that game in Pittsburgh. That needs to be something that he is able to control his emotions and grows out of. But I'm excited about it. Hey, worst case scenario, you know, maybe somebody does want to offer him $30 million a year and you get a third round comp pick, or you get a fourth round comp pick.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a move that's worth it, even if it's a year. If they give him a long-term deal, I'm scared that that could turn out like a Diggs move or something like that, where maybe you don't get the reward on that. But either way, for a team that I don't think that they've done all-in stuff, this is an all-in type of move to compete and go win the NFC if they can do it.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it's a move that a general manager makes when he has job security.
Yep.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
100%.
Yeah.
And so Stephen Jones's comments with Mad Dog, Sirius Sports, quote, he reminds a lot of us in our building of Dez in terms of his competitiveness and what he brings to the field, his edge. As I said, we were looking at the draft as a way to look at filling that need. When it didn't happen, we had some opportunities around the league that we were looking at, and this one at the end of the day made the most sense. I love it. He said again, he's a competitor. We had one in Dez who was the same way. He just couldn't get enough. And boy, when the lights come on and his cleats hit the turf, he was a different guy. And
yeah.
It feels like George is going to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I totally agree with him. I think, Timmy, and you watch George Pickens play, you could see it's important to him. You know, and you could see by the way he plays, does he get frustrated? Does he get mad? Does he get all the above? Sure. A lot of players do. A lot of these wide receivers do. You know, when things are not going great, I mean, maybe the only guy I've ever seen that when things aren't going great, he just kind of keeps the same demeanor is like a Larry Fitzgerald. He just kind of keeps, you know, he played on a lot of bad football teams. But see, that's the thing about with this guy is he is so competitive and he wants to win first and foremost. And We'll see. I believe with my whole heart that we are going to get the best version of this guy. Listen, if I was working for the Cowboys, I would volunteer to go. If I was in football ops, I'd volunteer every day to go pick George Pickens up for work. I'd go pick him up, and then I would take him home. And I would say, hey, listen, man, on Tuesdays, if you want to do charitable stuff, I'll pick you up and take you to those places. I just make sure that George Pickens maybe needs to learn how to be a pro. You know, I thought the same thing about Dez Bryant when he was drafted. You know, one of my really good friends, Steve Karakoff, who was in football ops for Jimmy Johnson, brought him. He's a two-time Super Bowl winner, actually three-time Super Bowl winner with the Cowboys. And Steve was very much a, when we were talking about Dez Bryant, it was Steve volunteered to say, hey, I will go get him. I will bring him to practice. I will bring him to take him home afterwards. I'll make sure that, you know, even live with the guy, whatever you have to do to get him to learn how to be a pro. That's what you need to do. The maturity questions and stuff like that. This guy's not a domestic violence guy or a guy you have to worry about with some type of abuse of mm-hmm. substance or things like that. His drug is playing football. And so that's where, you know, but we have to make sure, you know, he's doing his work. We got to make sure he's, you know, he's at the facility, that he's not late, that he's not a distraction. I don't think that will happen. We'll see. I mean, we'll get through the season in like week 9, you and I will start hearing some whispers, and I hope the whispers aren't, man, this dude's missing meetings. Yeah. He's not paying attention. You know, I think all this guy wants to do is win, but the Cowboys have got to find a way to make sure that they're winning.
Yeah. And look, if it doesn't work out, hey, he goes somewhere else and you get a comp pick out of it, but you gave it a go for this year. Let's get into the Dean Julia mailbag. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.